And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelations 21:4. Dear God, you have promised that in the life to come, death and pain will be no more. What a beautiful promise that gives us hope for eternity. In this life, we may feel the weight of sorrows and troubles, but in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Your heart longs to bring us peace and rest and to restore our souls. May all who seek refuge in you be blessed with grace and mercy so that we may live in light of eternity. We give thanks for your redeeming love and look forward to the day when the streets of heaven will shine as radiantly as gold. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me in prayer. Stay tuned for today's free podcast, Meditative Prayers with Zach Clinton, where you can draw close to God and find strength in Him.
Noah didn't wait until it started raining to build the ark. He was prepared, right? Hi, I'm Matthew Potter, founder of Pray.com. Life brings us the unexpected, and we need to be prepared like Noah. Take your health, for instance. What if you need to see a doctor now, but you can't get in? Or the pharmacy runs out of medicine, like during COVID, or you're traveling and you can't find care? That's why world-renowned doctors created the Medical Emergency Kit. Your kit contains essential prescription antibiotics, ivermectin, and medications to treat over 39 health issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. It's like having an urgent care right at home. Be prepared like I am with a medical emergency kit from The Wellness Company. Order online in minutes and your kit will be rushed to your door. For 15% off, visit twc.health/pray and use the promo code PRAY. That's twc.health/pray, promo code PRAY. Again, twc.health/pray.
Welcome to your meditative prayer on healing grief. To get the most out of your spiritual journey, use pray.com every day and make prayer a priority in your life. My friends, our goal for today's meditative prayer is healing grief. Let's be honest. Death will always be difficult to deal with. So today, I want you to take a minute to gather your thoughts and to quiet your spirit. Accommodate yourself into a comfortable state. Close your eyes and breathe easy. Now turn your heart and fix your attention to what God has for you right now. Let us take this time now to adore God for the promise of eternity. Jesus, I praise you, for you are the eternal loving God. I worship you, for with your blood you brought an end to all suffering. I exalt you, Jesus, for by your love and the power of your sacrifice, you redeem and restore all. I praise you, Jesus, for you alone conquered sin and you paid its price. Right now I sing hallelujah, for the Lamb of God has overcome. My heart extols the Lord and blesses his name forever. Grief is not all-powerful. It does have a final end. But the sting of death pains us because this side of eternity, it seems pretty final. But one day, the grave will lose its power and death will be defeated once and for all. Jesus paid for this promise, my friends, with his blood. So, although loss hurts so deeply because we're not created for separation, you were created for more. You're an eternal being, made and molded in the image and the likeness of God. And God has a good plan for your future. A future filled with love, with joy, and with eternal fellowship forever in his presence. All you have to do is open your heart to him. Confess your loss and your sorrow to Christ right now, my friends, because he's waiting for you. Let us now thank God that one day grief will be no more. Thank him for his promise of redemption and restoration. Thank Jesus that he conquered sin and he conquered the grave. Give thanks for the promise of an eternal life free of separation and suffering. Thank him for the cross. Thank God for his love and his care that has sustained you and will continue to do so for all time. My friends, God is present and he's listening to you. He loves you, and he sees your pain. God's closer than you think. And right now, this is your moment to reach out to him. Ask God to comfort your weary soul and your heavy heart. Ask him for his peace that surpasses all understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you keep your eyes on Jesus. And ask him to fill your heart with the promise and assurance of the future to come. Remember, Jesus conquered the grave and through grace offers you eternity. My friends, embrace the promise that grief has an expiration date. Take heart and have courage. It may not feel like it right now, but this pain too shall pass. So hold fast to Jesus' vow of the final victory to come. Find solace in the knowledge that you are not alone. Jesus sees you. He loves you, and he will keep his word. Let yourself experience God's restoration and be filled with the comfort of the Lord. Thank you for completing today's meditative prayer on pray.com. By incorporating this healthy habit as a daily practice, you are making prayer a priority and strengthening your walk with God. Again, my name is Zach Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors, and we love being a part of your life.